On July 31st at the Maine Lobster Festival, I spoke with Captain Chris Muller, a knot tire and blacksmith for the Windjammers.
All right, speaking with Captain Chris Muller, a knot tying. And tell us why you learned to tie knots, and what are all these knots in?
Oh, I stole a book from my father when I was 5 years old, and it ruined my life.
It was a full of ways to tie knots?
Yeah. I still have the book.
My gosh, have new knots come about since then?
Oh, yes, quite a few, actually. Actually invented a bunch of knots after the book that I read was published, and some others, too.
Now, were these knots you invented precisely because you had need for a certain type of knot and there wasn't one around, so you created it?
I think most of them are created by accident.
Huh. It works, and then...
Yeah.
Well, what are the most common ones? You're working on one right now as we talk. You hardly even have to be looking at it. I can tell you feel with your hands what you're doing.
That's because I can't see.
Huh.
That was a square plate or a square mat. Like that one.
Now, are most of these knots being used, say, on the, any of the windjammers that are out here working the waters?
Many of them would be. A lot of them, very few people know how to tie these days. This knot is a
Turk's head?
No, it's a... I want to say stud sail, and it's not. It'll come to me, but knots have been obsolete for 300 years.
But it looks like it's made bulge up, so it's not going to slip through a block or something.
That was its original intention, was to not slip through a block.
And then you've got these ones that are big round grommets, donut shaped.
That's a rope grommet. They would be most typically sewn into the corners of sails. That's still done.
They're not all like metal or plastic grommets.
No, not in storm sails. They still use rope in storm sails.
Now, a storm sail is what? Does it mean it's especially strong, those corners?
Usually heavy and strong.
Hmm. Well, there's no plain hangman's noose among the whole set here.
We can do that.
I wonder if they had a special noose for...
I haven't tied that many since I was 13, but I could probably...
It felt very dramatic back then, did it?
Well,
I wonder if they were... there was a type of punishment where they would pull someone from one side of the ship to the other underneath.
Keel haul.
Was there a keel haul knot, I suppose?
Not specifically that I know of, but... That could bear further research.
Oh, okay. Just curious what might hold a struggling feller's ankles and, I guess, I have no idea. I mean, I guess I'd have to go right find out. First you take the left hand and do this.
A fun line hitch would be appropriate. They don't come off very easily.
Oh, okay.
So.
Now, is that made of... It almost looks like it's made of cable or wire, but it isn't. The lower right?
There's a steel ring in there.
Oh, okay.
It's just wrapped with sand twine.
Does that avoid it chafing things or something?
Yeah, and for pretty, I guess.
Sure. So how much of a lively do you make being a knot maker?
I'm a blacksmith.
Oh. Okay. So it's...
I work on boats and do welding and blacksmith work.
Yeah.
Now, very little of it. My income comes from knots. It wouldn't be fun if I had to do it.
Yeah. Now, as far as, let me ask you about blacksmithing. Is your blacksmithing directed generally toward vessel uses?
It is now.
Well, what kind of metals need blacksmithing on a wind jammer like the Isaac Evans?
Oh, mast hoops. The fixtures that go on the end of the bowsprit would need a certain amount of blacksmithing, although it's hard to draw the line between blacksmithing and stainless steel fabrication. You know, things that you bend cold and arc welded together. That's not exactly blacksmithing, but that's the nature of what is done.
Oh. So there's like, you know, a big steel manufacturer or processor there on down there by the North End Marine. And they work on the big things, but the people come to you for the smaller ones. Like,
well, I can do it today. There's the difference. And they probably don't want to be bothered with little water scoops for the side of a lobster boat.
And so you're simply known on the waterfront here.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I haven't been here that long.
Yeah. Well, you were here last year.
Yeah, but I'm sort of working my way into a business. Yeah.
So, is there a sort of a whole what do you call them, boat bum culture here? People that are here year after year, that you kind of break into their society bit by bit.
Yeah. Well, what's important to me is to do a good job and be known for doing a good job instead of getting more business than I can handle right off the bat, you know. The only kind of advertising I ever want is word of mouth. Enough from that.
Because generally it's always going to be from satisfied customers, and
it's the only kind I got.
Yes, I'll bet. So somebody may break something, they call a harbor master. A harbor master might call someone who ends up calling you and saying, you contact this fella. Or,
well, that hasn't happened yet, but, you know, sooner or later I suspect it will.
And, but otherwise,
more like cages on lobster boats, keel shoes, that sort of thing I've done. So
all the things you can do a rapid response on. And do you dive also, or everything's got to be pulled out of the water?
Oh, yeah. Arc welding on the water.
Fine.
I'm not even sure it can be done. I think it can be done, but I don't want to try it.
No, it's something. Now, is the price of fuel for your... Is the arc welder, is it run entirely on electricity, or do you have to burn fuel to make it run?
My welder runs on gasoline. So, and it is significant. You notice it at the end of the day that you've burnt a certain amount of gas, and it's not like it used to be.
So the price is going up, rebound even through this then?
Usually in my kind of work, the price of materials, even stainless steel and fuel and such, is kind of a small part of the labor. You know, labor is expensive, and other things are not, relatively speaking, that big a part of it.
Now, you seem to know about metals. A couple of fellows I was talking to in Stella Maris today, one was saying that some yacht that was built for somebody, they inspected and found there were, stainless steel bolted onto a standard steel thread or something, that these things would rust together or something?
Stainless steel will, in simple terms, eat mild steel.
Yeah.
And rods will do it more. Metals have to be sort of matched on the galvanic series to keep them from eating each other. It's best to use all one material.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say eating each other, it means it causes a corrosion, literally, of the other one?
Like, yeah, it actually forms a battery, and one piece gets plated away.
Okay.
It actually takes it molecule by molecule and takes it someplace else.
So you would think that a yacht builder would be aware of that sort of thing, but I guess...
Let's put that in a no comment.
No sweat. Well, good. So are you finding the Rockland waterfront pretty decent one to work at, or do you work up and down, you know, Camden, Rockland, Allison?
I work out at night.
Night Marine?
I have a shop at night.
Oh, okay. And so the Knights Marine folk, somebody asked their shop, you know, where's a blacksmith? Certainly are.
They would be able to find one.
Yes. That's pretty good. Huh. So do you become a connoisseur of fine welding and you go on people's boats and you look at the welds and things?
Most of the work you see is pretty good, actually. Mostly it's people that don't do anything much else, and they do it pretty darn well.
So, are you going out on these Navy ships that come out here? You know, just curious about the welds on them.
It's been a long time, but I spent a couple of years on Navy ships. So. Yeah, they're pretty well welded together. I don't have the equipment for that kind of welding.
What is the average question people are asking you when they come up to see a knot tire?
Monkey's fist. Everybody wants a monkey's fist. Apparently, monkey's fist made it to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Had a monkey's fist?
Yeah, somewhere along the line that got on that show, which I've never seen. But about this time last year, I got 300 inquiries about monkey's fists.
Well, do you make up a yearly supply of monkey's fists on a line?
I never thought of doing that, but maybe next year.
Hell, you could advertisement, New Yorker magazine or something. So wait a minute, there's small monkey fists and big ones, right? Or is there a general size?
Almost any size you want. Depends on what you're making it out of. I made that one this morning, just figuring that I'd hear more about monkey fists today. I didn't have one before. It's a one-purpose knot. It's only good for a throwing line, and they're kind of intimidating to have flying at you, so nobody uses them.
One
kind of
like rope nunchucks,
they could definitely give you a pain in the ear.
Well, anyway, I want to thanks a lot for sharing some of your wisdom here. And so if people do want to reach you, then if they have a small vessel welding thing, then they can go to the
You can find me at Knights.
Find me at Knights Marine. All right, well, thank you.